Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat for Wednesday. Get that, Wednesday, April 6th. This is going to be a special episode. I'm Lisa, and joining me today we have Bob and Steve and Chris and Natalie and Lauren. Welcome, everyone. First, announcements. I think Lauren has an announcement for today. What do you have?
I do. We have a very exciting announcement for today.
Do you need a drum roll?
Drum roll, please.
Okay.
Disney just put out the summer room offer where you can save up to 30% on select deluxe resorts this summer. It's 4 stays, most nights June 15th to August 13th at select Disney deluxe resorts and deluxe villas. They do have limitations on a couple of them. Animal Kingdom, Wilderness, and Polly are all 25 off, and the rest are 30 off. So, it's very exciting, though. That's a huge, huge, huge discount.
Why the
Sorry.
laughter?
I don't
I know. Everybody was hoping for something better.
That's
We
why.
were. We were.
I want free dining.
Me too.
Well, that's the next rumor that Chris and Natalie.
Yeah. So let's go into that.
Is that a lead-in?
Nice little segue.
Well, what do you want to start at here? I was on the phone. We got an email, the destination email, saying there was going to be some big announcement on Friday. I was on the phone last night with the CM, and I asked her. She was very, very nice, and I asked her. I said, "Well, what's the big thing going to come out Friday? We'll just wait till Friday," because I was calling to see if one of my clients had a pin attached to their name. And I said, "Well, if they can get free dining, maybe that's what'll come out Friday." She said, "What are you talking about Friday?" I said, "Do you all not know anything?" She said, "No." I said, "What's going on?" She said, "What is it?" I said, "I got an email." She said, "Well, give me the skinny." So I read her the email, what we got. She said, "Oh, well, that's maybe why we have overtime scheduled Friday." So they're scheduled overtime for something on Friday.
Which, when you think about it, though, I mean, what promotion is going to cause them to need overtime?
Just free dining.
Exactly. That's my thoughts.
Yeah, so when the podcast airs, which will be Friday, probably right about then, everyone will know what the new promo is. So we're hoping that it's free dining.
So you can call as early as 7 o'clock and it'll be up.
Oh yeah, any of us will be ready at 7.
Call. Oh, I'm getting up at 6:30 and I'm going to be waiting and waiting and waiting.
All right, well, let me ask, Bob, what would be better advice than calling us Friday at 7 a.m.?
Ooh,
Well, it would be calling us.
oh.
It would be. I was going to say, don't call me because I'll be in North Carolina on vacation
You can call me.
Are you going to be working on vacation? Hello?
No, you can call me Friday, but Saturday and Sunday I'm going to be gone.
Okay, but what's
All right,
better
Chris,
than
Chris, Chris,
the better
call
idea.
me anytime. You can call me when
Chris
I'm
and I
sleeping.
are, Chris and Lauren are available. Call us.
24/7.
But
You can
slow
wake me
down.
up.
But
Okay. I have no
what's
life.
smarter than calling
Book
Friday?
now. Book
Thank you.
now.
Thank
Yeah,
you.
you got to lock because once you get in there, you got to get that room because once you if you don't have that room,
Free dining comes out, forget it.
It's
Everybody's gonna be
gone.
home. Yep.
But you know what? If this airs on Friday, it's gonna be too
Too
late.
late.
That's right.
Yeah. So by the time you hear this, you
Oh.
better be picking up the phone.
Yeah.
I try to put that out on my blog, but I don't really think people believe me. I think in
No.
general people are going to wait. I think that if free dining comes out, Friday is going to be a really busy day for travel agents.
It will.
I think there is just this feeling among people that you have to do it when it comes out. You can't book ahead of time. You're not going to get it applied. I don't know.
I don't
See,
know.
and I was always of the frame of mind that I'd rather book it, have my room,
Me
and then I'll
too.
just flip it into it. Like, no big deal. It's so much and it actually takes less time. It's so much easier to do it that way.
Oh, it
Well,
is.
that's
And you
what
get
I,
the dining you want.
right. Well, that's
And
what I encouraged my clients that's going in November. They wanted the 2-bedroom Bay Lake Tower.
Exactly.
Book the room. You don't get those very often. So my clients, like I said before, they have that room. It's booked when the discount comes out. Well, apply it. You have what you want. Don't
I
wait.
that
I
goes
have
for
another.
every discount,
Well, not
but I
only
mean,
that.
especially free dining. But yes,
Right.
regardless of when you book, the important thing is to book so that you get the resort that you want, so you get the room type that you want.
So you don't
and the dining.
So you also don't wind up paying more money for a preferred room or a concierge level when you can just pay for a standard level and
right.
get the free dining.
Right.
Well, and the thing is, too, is like I have been noticing that availability for certain types of rooms, like Natalie said, two bedrooms at Bay Lake Tower, even at Boardwalk and other resorts, they're just really getting hard to find for September and October.
November.
So, yep.
November, yeah.
It's very stressful, too, because people, you know, they really want to go, and you don't want to disappoint them, you know, but if it's not out there, you can't get it for them.
I think people don't believe and can't grasp the fact that Disney will run out and sell out of rooms at
right.
at whole levels. You know, all of the mm-hmm. values will be gone
we'll
for certain
out.
Dates.
Yep.
Yes.
All the values and all the moderates will be gone for certain dates. There are days that Disney has every room sold, and
right.
people can't. They're like, no way. There's got to be something somewhere. And
yeah.
it doesn't happen. You know, they just don't have the room.
Well, yep. I think they don't understand, too. Disney only allowed so many rooms with the dining plan discount. And once those rooms are gone, you may be able – people will tell me all the time, well, I can get a standard room. It's right here on the computer. I got it. No, you got a standard room. You didn't get a room with free dining. There's only so many mm-hmm. that
exactly.
they allow.
Yep.
And people
yep.
don't understand that. I think it's
yeah,
something –
Yeah, you're paying rack rate there.
Yeah, they don't understand that that's not a free dining promotion. You may be able to call and say, yeah, they have a room. But that's not a room with free dining.
Right. They allocate
not,
so many rooms to the promotion, and once they're gone, they're gone. They're not going
right.
to offer every room they have available to the promotion because that'd be kind of foolish on their part. So they have a designated number of rooms or percentage. They once they're sold, they're sold.
Well,
end of story.
I would make an analogy almost to making your ADRs or your dining reservations at 180 days. I have a friend and she lives in New York City. And I was talking about this one day and she said, I don't have to make dining reservations at 180 days out. Why would I have in New York City? Why would I have to do that at Disney World? And I'm like, it's just a totally different thing. It's different with the food. It's different with the rooms. You just have to get in there early.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And people don't understand that either.
Mm-hmm. It really is. It's tough. It is a game that has to be played, and if you don't know how to play it, you need to get some help. So call one of our agents and they will help you. Trust me. They've played the game. They've played it with their eyes closed. They've played it in different seasons. They've played it under different promotions. They know how it works. So if you need help, just call one of them. And of course, the agents that we have on the podcast right here, we've got Natalie, Bob, Lauren, and Chris will be happy to help you with any of your travel needs.
I was kidding. I was kidding about, you know, don't call me, I'll be asleep. I mean, I will be on vacation because it is my birthday, you know. On
ooh,
Friday.
Happy birthday.
Bob,
that's right.
Your birthday.
28,
happy birthday.
No, the 28 years old? No, I wish. Gosh. No.
Oh, that's my anniversary weekend, Bob. The 10th.
Oh, oh, there you go. Well, happy birthday. No, the 8th is, yeah.
My birthday. It's my anniversary.
Hey, that's my best friend's birthday.
That's
see,
my
it's...
cat's birthday.
Your cat that gets the pin codes?
Yes.
So my birthday wish is to book your free dining. So.
Don't let him down.
Yeah.
Bob, I think I'm going to book a vacation with you.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, that'd be
I'm
going to
be your worst customer.
You can, you know.
Can we be his worst nightmare?
Yeah. Does he like, offer turn-down service? You going to come put a chocolate on my pillow?
What? Well, it depends. I mean, you're staying deluxe?
No.
I'll tell you what. Look with me, and it depends on how much your vacation package is. I might put a chocolate on the pillow.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, you book a grand gathering. Sure, I'll come visit you. I'll make the drive to Orlando. Yeah, so anyway.
Wow. So we mentioned free dining, and look what happened.
Yeah, we got all excited because free dining drives us crazy.
Oh,
so
I love
excited.
Free dining. Free dining is my favorite.
It'll be a madhouse.
I
know.
Can't
I'm excited.
Wait.
I'm totally ready.
Wait.
So all right, let's hope that's what it is. So, yeah.
Okay, we need to move forward.
And the watch is not even going to come out, and then we'll all be like dupes.
We'll have to read it
around Friday morning. Next to the phone going, come on. Sorry, that's just a funny image.
No.
Especially Bob.
I don't think the people realize how excited we get when we get to plan one of these vacations and we get to do the dining, and it's just fun. It really is fun for us. So.
Yep.
We're going to have to rename the show. This will be the dining show.
You do know how much we love to talk about food.
I know. Food. We're going to have to do a lot more food shows.
Food
really
is a good
should.
Topic.
We could talk food.
We could do a whole show on cupcakes. Oh, wait, we have done that.
A couple times.
There's really no question that one thing Disney fans are always going to, get into is food.
Well, my butt shows that I love my food, so.
I don't believe that.
The joy of turkey
legs.
Yeah.
I don't know, Natalie.
Oh,
I picture you as being this little petite.
What?
This little petite thing. I just picture you being tiny.
Yeah, I mean, that follows me. years ago, maybe. But not
I'm looking
now.
At. You are tiny. I'm looking at your Facebook page. You're tiny.
No.
Yes, you are.
Moving right along.
Yes. Yeah. Let's move right along.
So talking about your butt following you, if you want to join us on the Mouse Chat Family Fun 5K Run.
Come and watch me walk in there.
It's going to be October 1st.
You can all follow Natalie's butt.
And we have shirts. We have shirts. So you can, I'll put a link in the show notes to the shirts on the mousechat.net website. But the shirt design came out really cool. They're $20 and all the profits are going to Give Kids the World. And you can sign up there as well.
Oh, and let me point out, people have asked if the images of the people, if they're supposed to be likenesses of Steve and me. No.
I also saw Bob in there too. I thought.
Yeah, I thought so too. Yeah. I was wondering who designed it. The guy looks like a lech.
Wait, so you saw me in that picture?
Wait, no, Bob.
The guy looks like a lech. I saw Bob in there.
Don't you think he looks a little bit like a lech? He's like looking back
Bob,
at the
I
lady.
I did not see you looking like a lech. I'm not going to.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
He's got
that.
This leering smile on his face.
What's nice is we barely go a show without me being picked on in some way. Even the Dibcast show, I seem to have gotten picked on.
I know. You've been picked on internationally.
Yeah, I should get like a Gowalla pin for that, like a special badge,
Your wife can give you one of those.
There you go.
Wow.
At my house with Bob.
And so
she can check in at your house.
We do. We have.
Oh God.
How are we moving forward?
Boy, this show is just going in a whole different direction.
Can I just answer a question that some people had about the stroller division in the 5K race, since it's kind of related to this?
Oh, yes.
You are going to have to keep a 16-minute mile. Mm-hmm. I know that some people had asked me if they're a little more lax on that, and apparently they're not. So,
all right.
That's the official word.
So I'll be in the stroller division, and then everybody else – on Team Mouse Chat, it'll be in, I guess, the regular division. So I'll either have to catch up to everybody or slow down.
I had thought about the stroller division, but I can't push two. I have a 50-pound and a 20-pound. That'd be real nice, wouldn't it?
The 50-pound can walk with you.
She can't do that pace that fast.
Oh, she can.
Well,
you're going to sing some army cadences to her.
You need to get her training.
Yeah.
Yep, you've got time. We're going to make Amber do it.
Are you really?
She doesn't know about this, but yes.
Maybe I should get my 8-year-old in there.
You know what, though? She just did a fundraiser at her school. It was a fun run. And she did, let me think. I think she did like 3 miles. Oh, my gosh. She did 3 miles in half an hour. How is that possible? She's kindergarten.
That's a 10-minute mile.
Yeah. She's 5.
That's pretty darn fast.
Maybe it wasn't 3 miles. Okay, they did. Maybe it was 2 miles, but that's still pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was 16 laps to a mile. And she did...
Yeah, and she did 32 laps.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a 15-minute mile.
That's pretty good, though, seriously.
And she tripped and fell.
And had to get all bandaged up.
Had to go to first aid, so... Mm-hmm.
And then still get back in there, so yeah.
Pretty good. But, okay, let's go back to where we're supposed to be.
Okay, let's move on to some of the news and other rumors that we had.
Okay, I'm spent this week. I don't have anything, so I apologize. So I'll start with Natalie. Do you have something for us?
I just have something. The character meet and greets at Disney's Hollywood Studios, Phineas and Ferb. Hollywood Studios on May the 16th. Yay! And, you know, I think they need to replace the little Einsteins in, what is that?
Hollywood and Vine.
Yeah, they're just old.
Well, but they've got, over at Hollywood and Vine, they've got June and Leo, but they did put Special Agent Oso, and they put Handy Manny in there. And they still have Goliath. They got rid of JoJo.
But the kids don't know who they are.
Well, I'm sorry.
I love
JoJo and Goliath.
My oldest one that's 5 and 6, we've been there so many times, so it's not really new. And then the little one, she don't know who they are. That new Disney Junior, I think, will be a good one. Yeah. The Pirates, she loves the Pirates.
Oh, my kids love that, too. They sing that song all the time. It's super cute.
They should have, or they do, and I don't even know about it, but a Jack Sparrow meet and greet. I know they've got him on the Disney Cruise Line, and he's great. He is so funny, and we've talked about him before, but he's just fabulous. Just so snide and snippy. I love it. But
you'd have to have, like, crowd control for the moms.
The only time I've seen Jack Sparrow do a meet and greet was during Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
Yeah, I haven't seen him or heard of him. Okay, so we're going to have Phineas and Ferb. Yay! Very excited about that.
And kind of tied into that, I've also heard that coming in June, Lightning McQueen is going to replace Herbie the Love Bug in the...
stunt show.
In the stunt show. Yeah, so that's kind of neat. And that Lightning McQueen will also be getting kind of a makeover before his meet and greets to coincide with the release of Cars 2.
That'll be neat.
Yeah, so he'll look a little different, I guess.
Now, we were talking about Cars 2. What else is having a sequel come out? Or a prequel, really?
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, go with
go
it,
ahead, Steve.
Oh, Monsters, Inc. prequel.
I didn't hear that.
So cool.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Love it.
Focuses on Sully and Mike Wazowski. The only thing is that they pushed the release date back already. It was supposed to come out November 2nd of 2012, but they decided to put out Reboot Ralph in that time slot, and they're going to release this now on June 21st, 2013.
That's a big pushback.
Boo. 6 months. Okay. Right. But it will have the original actor, so John Goodman and... Billy Crystal.
Yeah, Billy Crystal. Yep.
That'll be good.
Returning to do the voices. Yeah, so that'll be great. Monsters University, I think, is what it's tentatively called.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I love those two guys, and it's, they're going to be so cool.
You know, some people have raised the concern that you've got three Pixar movies basically in a row that are all going to be prequels. You know, or sequels. I mean, you've got Toy Story 3, a sequel, Cars 2, a sequel, and then Monsters, Inc. 2. So, you know, the concern being that they're not releasing anything original, per se, but...
Tangled.
Tangled came out. That was...
Tangled wasn't Pixar.
It wasn't Pixar, but yeah.
So, you know, and there's also a lot of people think that Pixar... you know, cannot make a bad movie because, you know, what are they, 13 for 13 in number one hits? Something like that. I think they've
had
about.
Yeah, they're doing really well.
I'm just
all
curious.
Of them? Yeah. I probably could.
I want to hear it.
All right, let's see. We've got Bug's Life. We've got Monsters, Inc. We've got...
I better not hear any Googling.
No Googling. Bug's Life, Monsters, Inc., in no particular order. Toy Story 1, 2, and 3. of those. Cars.
Okay.
The Incredibles.
Awesome.
Yeah, they need a new one of those.
Up.
Another awesome. They are good.
Ratatouille.
Yeah.
WALL-E.
Oh, I loved WALL-E.
WALL-E.
If you say 13, you only have three more.
I thought it was 13.
Come on.
I might be wrong. Let me think. What am I leaving out?
A very popular. Oh, they're all popular, but.
Yeah, and I have them all.
There's a ride and a show.
Oh,
gosh. I hope I've got this right. I hope it's Pixar.
Captain EO.
I'm going to have to Google this just to make sure before I.
I don't think it is 13. I think I've misspoken, but trying to think, what else did I?
Bug's Life.
I said Bug's Life.
That was his first one.
Finding Nemo.
That's
Finding
the one.
Nemo.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, yeah. Finding Nemo.
Obvious.
Yeah. So it's not 13. It's what, 11, 10, something like that. So still very, very impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, and they've all been number one hits.
Yeah. So. Oh, and then in production, Cars 2, Brave, and Monsters University. Brave is going to be coming out June 22nd of 12. Cars 2, June 24th of 11.
What's Brave?
Let's find out. Brave, The Bear and the Bow is an upcoming American computer animated 3D film. Pixar, distributed by Disney Pictures. Premise. Synopsis. Brave is set in the mystical Scottish Highlands where Merida is the princess of the kingdom ruled by King Fergus and Queen Eleanor. An unruly daughter and an accomplished archer, Merida one day defies a sacred custom of the land and inadvertently brings turmoil to the kingdom. Dun, dun, dun. In an attempt to set things right, Merida seeks out an eccentric old wise woman and is granted an ill-fated wish. Also figuring into Merida's quest and serving as comic relief are the kingdom's three lords, the enormous Lord MacGuffin, the surly Lord McIntosh, and the disagreeable Lord Dingwall. And let's see, voices, Callie McDonald, Julie Walters, Billy Connolly, Emma Thompson, John Ratzenberger, imagine that. He doesn't even have a character on here. It just says TBD, or to be announced, TBA. I don't know anyone else.
Well, there may even, who knows, there may even be a preview for that included with Cars 2.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But
this is going to be Pixar's first fairy tale in the tradition of Hans Christian Andersen and the Brothers Grimm.
Hmm.
Ooh, female director. That'll be interesting. First time. Okay, but I was just reading this, and I think that's interesting. So, again, let's move on. Okay, and I need to put my list away because I just wrote down all the movies that you said. But very good job. I think that was good, Bob.
Thank you. Well, I do own them all, so going off the top of my head, yeah, I can't believe I forgot Finding Nemo, though, because it's one of my favorites. And a terrific show at Animal Kingdom as well.
That is good.
Okay. Okay, so I have a story. Millions of Disney destination emails were hacked. The marketing database was hacked. They did not get into the Disney computer system. They did hack into the system of its email service provider. I believe it's – I can't even pronounce it. Epsilon?
Yeah, that's it.
Epsilon apparently released a statement saying it detected the problem Wednesday. Some of its clients' customer data was exposed by an unauthorized entry into Epsilon's email system. The information obtained was limited to email addresses and/or customer names, though.
And Epsilon isn't just strictly a provider for Disney.
No, I've gotten emails from Disney, Chase,
Pro Flowers, Best Buy,
Home Depot,
New York Times. Yeah,
Target. Yeah.
This is a big company.
This is a huge company. So
just be cautious, obviously, if, you know, when opening emails.
And, yeah. The biggest concern apparently is spam.
Right.
When a spam with a virus or something in it.
Spam, 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 spam.
And not the kind of spam you eat.
That was for our British friends.
It's spam, 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 spam. Baked beans spam, and spam, spam.
Sorry.
Hey,
am I the only one who knows that song?
Has anybody seen the new Haunted Mansion, the hitchhiking scene?
Yes.
Oh, I've
I
heard
like
about it.
How cool is that?
I like it a lot. Yeah. It's very cool.
I was watching the video of it today.
What's the new scene have?
Instead of the ghost like sitting in your laps now, they do this special effect where they take your head and they switch your head with the ghost's head or with the other person that you're riding with.
And they seem to do different things. Like one was like blowing a balloon up and popped it on the guy's head. They like do different things. It's really cool. And it looks clearer. Am I wrong?
Yeah, like they're using a better digital projection technology.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of goes in line with, I think we mentioned on a podcast that I had spoken with a cast member from the Magic Kingdom, and she had said that the ghosts were flying overhead now, but they weren't finished with the effect, and when it was finished, it would be really cool, and this must be the finished effect, and it is. It's neat.
Oh, that's neat.
Like that a lot, yeah.
And then I heard the animatronics before that effect have been redone too, so they're brand new and much more fluid in their movements.
Neat.
So that'll be cool.
Well, it's probably one of their most popular attractions, so I can see them spending the money, you know, keeping it fresh.
Have you heard that like a lot of the diehard theme park fans are kind of, because I've heard that some people don't like the changes. But I think that's a very small group of people who are sort of like don't change anything ever, that kind of group.
Yeah, I think some of the diehard Disney fans that didn't want changes to Small World at Disneyland and those type things.
Now, I can actually understand that. I didn't like that.
Yep.
I don't like Small World the new way. Mm-mm.
No, me neither.
It goes
backwards.
Well,
the backwards. New queue is
you're
new
talking
queue
about
is a
the queue.
Yeah. Yeah, but the changes at Disneyland, they put in those characters, right?
Yeah, they put in like Stitch and Woody, and they made them in the Mary Blair type of look and feel, but they still, you know, some people, you know, are still upset that they put Disney characters into the classic attraction.
Did you think it worked when you were out there?
You know, I saw a few of them. Mm-hmm. And the Small World at Disneyland is a lot longer. So it goes on. And so, I mean, I only saw a few and I didn't even hardly notice them. And then I just remembered that they were there. And then I started to look for them and I managed to see a couple of them. I mean, a few of them are slightly out of place, but the other ones blend in real well because they're done in the same fashion as the majority of them. Maybe the Toy Story ones are a little out of place.
Yeah.
Did you guys also hear the character meet and greets in Disney Hollywood Studios, Lotso? Did you hear about that one?
No, I didn't hear that one.
Lotso, the meet and greet in the animation building, mm-hmm. is set to be replaced with Winnie the Pooh experience. That's going to start May 16th, the last day for the Lotso.
Winnie the Pooh comes out.
Yeah, there's a new movie coming out, yeah.
Yeah, but Pooh can be found in a lot of other places.
I agree. I liked Lotso there.
Oh, you were dying to meet him.
I love Lotso.
I think Steve needs to isolate the Pooh can be found in a lot of other places. It really can, Lisa.
Okay.
So just so everybody knows, last day for Lotso meet and greet will be April 30th.
Well, since we're on the topic of character
Pooh?
Meet and greets, everybody knows that not just Pooh, because you can find Pooh at many different places all around the resort. the Mickey can now be found at his new location at Exposition Hall.
Mm.
So that started last week. So
is the Fast Pass in for that?
It is, yes, but it works just like a normal Fast Pass. So if you're going to take one of those, you know, can't get one for another attraction until...
I have to be honest, I would fast pass Mickey.
But you know what? Isn't it supposed to be a lot more strict in your return time that you have a window and you must use that window?
I would bet you have to.
It's not open like the other fast passes.
I would think so, that you know, you can't save it till, you know, 10 o'clock at night. I mean, Mickey deserves time to go home and be with Minnie.
Any other news or announcements or anything before we keep going?
The one thing we haven't talked about is the fact that Disney's going to be adding three new ports, sailing out of three new ports, Seattle, New York, and Galveston, Texas.
All right, take it away.
That's all I have. You know I don't like cruise lines.
We have got to get you on a cruise.
I know.
I said the same thing.
Did you not like them?
No, me and Chris have a big thing going about the cruise.
Yeah.
We have a bet.
Seattle's an interesting...
I'm excited about New York.
Well, I think New York will do well, and Galveston is, I guess, not a surprise because the Carnival Magic is going to be sailing out of there.
Look, the Galveston one, and it looked really neat. Yeah.
But Seattle, where are they going from Seattle?
Alaska.
Where are they going from?
Alaska, okay.
Where are they going to go from in New York? Is it going to be Bermuda? Bermuda?
New York is supposedly going to be in New England.
Oh.
This is what I read somewhere.
Can they go into like the Chesapeake Bay? Can they do like that kind of stuff? Is that what it's going
to
be?
No, I think it's going to be either like an 8-night cruise to the Bahamas or 5-night cruises to the New England coast to Canada.
Oh, that would be nice.
Like a Nova Scotia type of thing, maybe? That's my thinking on it. There's not many places you can go to from that area. Like on a shorter cruise.
You could do a transatlantic crossing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they can also put in Bermuda cruises, which would be great.
I love Bermuda.
Yeah, Bermuda's very nice.
We did we ended up 3 days in Bermuda when we did a cruise, and we could have stayed a week. It was so beautiful. That was neat.
But I think I'm excited about that. I hope that's what they announce.
Any more news and rumors?
Rumors. I've got, okay. Stories? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I've got rumors. Now, there's a bunch of rumors floating around, and I would stress that these are rumors, and no, I haven't been talking to any Disney bus drivers. But until they are officially announced by Disney, I would treat them as such, and, you know, don't go planning on any of these. First, a couple of the minor ones. It is rumored that the guest for week 4 of Star Wars Weekend, the celebrity guest is going to be Peter Mayhew, also better known as Chewbacca. That's very probable because he comes every year. And for week 3 is supposed to be Jeremy Bullock, who played Boba Fett in the movies. Also probable he's been there in years past. But those haven't been confirmed yet officially by Disney, so, you know, don't necessarily book your trip based just on that. There's also a rumor that for our friends in California, Star Tours 2 will have a soft opening on May 20th, the day that it opens officially at Hollywood Studios here in Florida. And that's possible, too, because the boards around the ride have come down in recent days, and signage is supposed to have be going up very shortly. And also, George Lucas visited the park several weeks ago and actually rode the attraction. So the ride does work. I imagine what they're doing now are final preparations and interior design and that sort of thing. So it's possible for people out in California that they may get a soft opening of the attraction on May 20th. A couple more major rumors. The next one up is, assuming that the DVC happens at the Grand Californian, or Disney's Grand Floridian, like we talked about, and it seems like Disney is going to move forward with that, the rumor out is that the next location for Disney Vacation Club, with no theme, no name yet, it's just where they're planning to build on property, is going to be built where River Country currently was.
On the island?
on the island there. Yeah.
Huh. I like that.
Yeah,
well,
I mean,
River,
well,
River Country was there, was what the rumor was before, where they were talking about over there at Fort Wilderness.
Oh, see, I thought that was on the shoreline.
Yeah, that's where River Country is. It's and then the island is Discovery Island, where they used to have the bird.
Oh, yeah, I didn't mean to confuse you. Yeah, no, yeah, not Discovery Island, but River Country, the old water park.
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting because they haven't even built, you know, the DVC at Grand Floridian. Who knows whether they will or not. They haven't sold any of it, and yet they're already thinking ahead to the next one. So that's just kind of an interesting rumor. I'm curious, but I mean, we do know that Disney likes to sell DVC, and it's certainly popular enough. And I think if they do build at the Grand Floridian, it'll sell well. So I wouldn't be surprised if they keep expanding. And the other big rumor that I heard is kind of twofold. The first part is that hotel managers were told today that when the Art of Animation Resort opens, Disney is going to be basically pushing families of five or more into those rooms and essentially blocking them from booking at Port Orleans and keeping them from booking there, which I don't know why they would do that, but because you would think that would, you know, make them more money. But that's allegedly what hotel managers were told, that when Art of Animation opens, families of five can either go deluxe or go to the family suites.
That's absolutely crazy. So they're going to – so those will be – I guess it makes sense when you consider that all the moderates – most of the other moderates only sleep four, right?
Four, exactly.
Yeah, but
either do the family suite or go deluxe.
I don't like that. I don't like that option. I have a lot of families that Port Orleans Riverside.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that
I
like
a lot.
That. I don't know, but supposedly that's what hotel managers were told. The other part of the announcement.
I think we need to go take care of that.
It's sort of. I think a lot of people will be disappointed. I think that's the thing. I think newcomers aren't going to know any better, but you know, people who've been going there for years and love that resort. It's so popular.
Right, and I don't know. It seems like they would.
Right. Well, not if they can make them book a suite. Because those suites are going to be more than a room at Port Orleans.
Right. Well, but, yeah. Okay.